Aries, March 21 to April 19. Aries chess grandmaster Garry Kasparov says war is more like a game of poker than chess. On a chessboard, the pieces are face up, but poker is essentially a game of incomplete information, a game where you have to guess and act on those guesses. I suspect that's helpful information for you these days, Aries. You may not be ensconced in an out-and-out conflict, but the complex situation you're managing has resemblances to a game of poker. For best results, practice maintaining a poker face. Try to reduce your tells to near zero. Here's the definition of tell, as I am using the term, reflexive or unconscious behavior that reveals information you would rather withhold. Taurus, April 20 to May 20. Raised in poverty, Taurus-born Eva Perón became a charismatic politician and actor who served as First Lady of Argentina for 6 years. The Argentine Congress ultimately gave her the title of Spiritual Leader of the Nation. How did she accomplish such a meteoric ascent? Without fanaticism, she testified, one cannot accomplish anything. But I don't think her strategy has to be yours in the coming months, Taurus. It will make sense for you to be highly devoted, intensely focused, and strongly motivated, even a bit obsessed in a healthy way. But you won't need to be fanatical. Gemini, May 21 to June 20, Gemini author Ben H. Winters has useful counsel. Every choice forecloses on other choices, he says. Each step forward leaves 1,000 dead possible universes behind you. I don't think there are 1,000 dead universes after each choice. The number's more like 2 or 3. But the point is, you must be fully committed to leaving the past behind. Making decisions requires resolve. Second-guessing your brave actions rarely yields constructive results. So are you ready to have fun being firm and determined, Gemini? The cosmic rhythms will be on your side if you do. Cancer, June 21 to July 22, journalist Alexandra Robbins was addressing young people when she gave the following advice, but you will benefit from it regardless of your age. There is nothing wrong with you just because you haven't yet met people who share your interests or outlook on life. Know that you will eventually meet people who will appreciate you for being you. I offer this to you now, Cancerian, because the coming months will bring you into connection with an abundance of like-minded people who are working to create the same kind of world you are. Are you ready to enjoy the richest social life ever? Leo, July 23, August 22, author Kevin Kelly is a maverick visionary who has thought a lot about how to create the best possible future. He advocates that we give up hoping for the unrealistic concept of utopia. Instead, he suggests we empower our practical efforts with the term, protopia. In this model, we crawl toward betterment, trying to improve the world by 1% each year. You would be wise to apply a variation on this approach to your personal life in the coming months, Leo. A mere 1% enhancement is too modest a goal, though. By your birthday in 2024, a 6% upgrade is realistic, and you could reach as high as 10%. Virgo, August 23 Sept. 22, in honor of the Virgo birthday season, I invite you to be exceptionally distinctive and singular in the coming weeks, even idiosyncratic and downright incomparable. That's not always a comfortable state for you Virgos to inhabit, but right now it's healthy to experiment with. Here's counsel from writer Christopher Morley. Read, every day, something no one else is reading. Think, every day, something no one else is thinking. Do, every day, something no one else would be silly enough to do. It is bad for the mind to continually be part of unanimity. Here's a bonus quote from Virgo poet Edith Sitwell. I am not eccentric. It's just that I am more alive than most people. Libra, September 23, October 22. Do you sometimes wish your life was different from what it actually is? Do you criticize yourself for not being a perfect manifestation of your ideal self? Most of us indulge in these fruitless energy drains. One of the chief causes of unhappiness is the fantasy that we are not who we are supposed to be. In accordance with cosmic rhythms, I authorize you to be totally free of these feelings for the next 4 weeks. As an experiment, I invite you to treasure yourself exactly as you are right now. Congratulate yourself for all the heroic work you have done to be pretty damn good. Use your ingenuity to figure out how to give yourself big doses of sweet and festive love. Scorpio, October 23, November 21. Scorpio novelist Kurt Vonnegut testified, "I want to stay as close on the edge as I can without going over. Out on the edge, you see all kinds of things you can't see from the center. Big, undreamed of things, the people on the edge see them first. I'm not definitively telling you that you should live like Vonnegut, dear Scorpio. To do so, you would have to summon extra courage and alertness. But if you are inclined to explore such a state, the coming weeks will offer you a chance to live on the edge with as much safety, reward, and enjoyment as possible." Sagittarius, November 22nd Dec. 21. "Where there is great love, there are always miracles," wrote Sagittarian novelist Willa Cather, 1873-1947. "In accordance with upcoming astrological aspects, I encourage you to prepare the way for such miracles. If you don't have as much love as you would like, be imaginative as you offer more of the best love you have to give. If there is good but not great love in your life, figure out how you can make it even better. If you are blessed with great love, see if you can transform it into being even more extraordinary. For you Sagittarians, it is the season of generating miracles through the intimate power of marvelous love." Capricorn, December 22 Jan. 19, Capricorn author Alexander Wolcott, 1187-1943, could be rude and vulgar. He sometimes greeted cohorts by saying, "Hello," repulsive. After he read the refined novelist Marcel Proust, he described the experience as like lying in someone else's dirty bathwater. But according to Wolcott's many close and enduring friends, he was often warm, generous, and humble. "I bring this to your attention in the hope that you will address any discrepancies between your public persona and your authentic soul. Now is a good time to get your outer and inner selves into greater harmony." Aquarius, January 20 Feb. 18, in 1963, Aquarian author Betty Friedan published The Feminine Mystique, a groundbreaking book that became a bestseller crucial in launching the feminist movement. She brought to wide cultural awareness the problem that has no name, millions of women's sense of invisibility, powerlessness, and depression. In a later book, Friedan reported on those early days of the awakening. "We couldn't possibly know where it would lead, but we knew it had to be done. I encourage you to identify an equivalent quest in your personal life, Aquarius. A project that feels necessary to your future, even if you don't yet know what that future will turn out to be." Pisces, February 19 to March 20. "Among those whom I like or admire, I can find no common denominator, but among those whom I love, I can. All of them make me laugh." Piscean poet W. H. Auden said that, "After analyzing the astrological omens, I conclude that laughing with those you love is an experience you should especially seek right now. It will be the medicine for anything that's bothering you. It will loosen obstructions that might be interfering with the arrival of your next valuable teachings. Use your imagination to dream up ways you can place yourself in situations where this magic will unfold." Homework. What message has life been trying to send you but you have been ignoring? Newsletter.freewillastrology.com